news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Nearly 250 migrant children held in sickening conditions at a Customs and Border Protection facility in Texas are being moved. This after a team of lawyers, doctors, and advocates warned of major health and hygiene problems, including in some cases a lack of soap. The Trump administration argued in court last week that detained migrant children didn't need toothbrushes, medicine, and blankets in order to be held in, quote, safe and sanitary conditions.
It's within everybody's common understanding that, you know, if you don't have a toothbrush, if you don't have soap, if you don't have a blanket, it's not safe and sanitary. Well, wouldn't everybody agree to that? Do you agree to that?
Well, I think there's fair reason to find that those things may be part of safe and sanitary.
No, maybe are a part. What do you say maybe? You mean there are circumstances when a person doesn't need to have a toothbrush, toothpaste, and soap for days?
Well, I think in CBP custody, it's frequently intended to be much shorter term. So it may be that for a shorter term stay in CBP custody, that some of those things may not be required.
Attorney and law professor Warren Binford spoke out about her visit to Border Patrol facilities, describing the conditions as torture, abuse, and neglect, and saying that the facilities are so dirty, so filthy, and so unsanitary that children are literally dying.
They were the worst conditions that I've ever seen in the United States of America. And the fact that it was children who were being treated this way, who are literally being warehoused in a Lord of the Flies scenario where there's no direct adult supervision, they're having to take care of each other. Children described as many as 300 in a room in the warehouse. We have children who are being kept in cells where they are sleeping on concrete floors. There are as many as 25, 50, 60 children in these cells with open toilets in the middle. They're having to eat in these cells. They're having to defecate in these cells. The children are sick. There's an influenza outbreak in the facility. There's a lice infestation in at least one of the cells. And the children are being forced to care for one another because there's no one caring for them there.
Donald Trump signed an executive order Monday imposing new sanctions on Iran as retaliation for its downing last week of a U.S. military drone. Trump said the hard-hitting sanctions will financially punish Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iran's state media denounced the move as a sign of, quote, America's desperation. Khamenei responded, objecting strongly to the new sanctions, saying the door to diplomacy had closed. This year's Supreme Court term is winding down, with the final rulings continuing to be handed down this week. On Monday, the court ruled against the Trump administration to strike down a long-standing ban on trademarks that incorporate vulgar words or symbols in a 6-3 decision about the clothing brand called Fucked. F-U-C-T, justices decided that a 1905 law violates constitutional free speech rights. Justices also rejected a bid to hear a challenge to Trump's steel tariffs and agreed to decide whether the federal government must pay insurers $12 billion under an Obamacare program aimed at encouraging them to cover previously uninsured people. Justices ruled 5-4 that a federal law allowing gun convictions relating to a crime of violence was too vague. Still to come, two major decisions on partisan gerrymandering and a citizenship question on the 2020 census. Stay tuned. Donald Trump is sitting for a plethora of interviews this week. During one in the Oval Office Monday with The Hill, Trump said that E. Jean Carroll, the advice columnist who has accused him of raping her in a Bergdorf Goodman fitting room in the mid-90s, is lying. Quote, I'll say it with great respect. Number one, she's not my type. Yeah, he really said that. But there's more. Number two, it never happened. It never happened, okay? Trump also told The Hill that if a seat should become vacant on the Supreme Court before next year's elections, he wouldn't hesitate to nominate.
You put forward a nominee between now and the election if there's an opening on the Supreme Court?
Would I do that? Of
yeah.
course. Do you have any recommendations?
Well, you have a big, long list, right?
I do. Yeah. I have a good list. I have a good list already chosen. I have a beautiful list of great, very talented people. Absolutely.
But do you square that with Merrick Garland?
No, I have a lot of respect for Judge Garland, by the way. I have to tell you that.
And after recently declaring FBI Director Christopher Wray wrong for advising anyone who receives campaign dirt from a foreign entity to report it to federal law enforcement, Trump declined to say that he has confidence in Wray. Oh, and he also said he doesn't have to consult Congress before launching an attack on, say, Iran.
I like the idea of keeping Congress abreast, but I wouldn't have to do that.
Sure. But Nancy Pelosi actually said you must have congressional approval. So you disagree with her on that?
I disagree. I think most people seem to disagree. But I do like keeping them. They have ideas that intelligent people, they'll come up with some thoughts. I actually learned a couple of things the other day when we had our meeting with Congress, which were, I think, helpful to me. But I do like keeping them abreast, but I don't have to do it legally.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.